Well, my friends, I would say welcome back, but welcome is a positive word, and we don't have great happiness to share with you. I will say this, though. Kudos to the Convention and Visitors Bureau, to the organization that has put this together to raise the money for the fireworks display down here. They have done an amazing job. Unfortunately, we did not win place or show, but we were so close.
Honorable mention.
Yeah, so we are on the right. We've got the trail. But we hope that you've enjoyed the whole experience of sitting up with us Friday night, of learning about the ruse, learning about portionality, learning about, although Chef Eric went heavy on the 5 gallons or 5 pounds of base gallons, because he said, why not throw them in there? And I said, well, you know.
By the way, it's a good thing we did, because what did we run out of?
Yeah, seafood. Well, it's
we ran out of seafood.
He had no proportionality. See,
no,
it's his reputation. It was 5 pounds of seafood in a 2 ounce cup with some broth drizzled over the top.
Yes.
And so people were going, oh my God, nobody gives us this much seafood.
No,
I said,
that happened all the time.
Anyway,
no.
And he even said, honestly, this is honest truth. I swam a penguin. Mm-hmm. He actually said, well, it's my reputation. He paid for the seafood. Ergo, the seafood was heavy and the broth was light. See?
There's nothing wrong with that, first of all.
But let me tell you something. It really was amazing. It was without doubt the best gumbo we've ever put together.
Let me further say, though, that the issue was that we needed twice as much seafood. So next year,
and you want to know
something?
Since
the show funds this,
yeah. Well, let's just put it. Well, we'll just take all the money we pay you, all the money we pay Michael,
multiply it by 1,000,
and we're still at zero.
That's still at zero.
Okay. No, the seafood will not be any more next year than it is this year. But all kidding aside, we were the first one out. And people came back, at least 30% of the people came back and said, this is the most unbelievable we've ever eaten.
You know,
and
I think that's not
unusual for us.
It's not. And I think one of the recommendations, there's a few recommendations that we made as far as standardizing the judging criteria. What does taste, texture, appearance, what does that mean, actually?
And what's
the target? It is critical. In any competitive cooking competition, that's what you have. You have an understanding of what the thematic thoughts are from those different categories. We plated. We took, you know, painstaking detail in what we presented.
You did an amazing job, by the way, on presentation.
Thank you. I appreciate it. The whole thing really was a great roux, a great gumbo, and it started with the roux, the spices, everything.
Part of it.
It's everything. It worked out really well. And frankly, this other one thing would be my recommendation to them. They need a People's Choice Award. Because I think if there was a People's Choice Award, we would have clearly won. We were the first ones out in our category.
45 minutes, and we were already down to just the broth.
Yeah.
And the people were eating the broth and saying, my God, this is great just like it is. All kudos go to the chef. I mean, he is the one that puts it all together. But it's really a team effort. Michael was instrumental in helping us, making this show happen for us all. But what's really neat is, you all know, one of our sponsors, one of the places we love most, it's our home away from home, it was Cutter Cigar Emporium in Alpharetta. And the manager is sitting right here at Camp Pinguini.
What?
That's right.
She is?
Luscious Lou is here in-house, live in person, with James Bond, her husband.
Wait, where's Dale?
And the two of them are here, and they came down. And guys, this was, you heard us talk about it on the show we did for Cutter's.
Yes.
And you came up and said, well, we might have an opportunity to come down. Is it worth it? Well, we'll ask you.
It was quite an event. I did not expect to see the number of people that came out today.
Over 2,500.
It was a lot of people. Now, granted, it was a gorgeous Chamber of Commerce day out today.
Yeah, it was.
And
That's right.
Couldn't have been more perfect to be out and have an event like this. But.
And you got to walk on the beach and then come up and...
Yes, we went down to the beach, had a cigar, enjoyed the breeze, and honestly, as I mentioned to you before, yours is the only gumbo that we tried, because when you have the best, why do you need to have anyone
there
else?
There you go.
Not the, and what's ironic,
that's what
he's
Kyle
not
says.
The first one to say it. No, you're not the first one to say it. And we hear that, and I agree with the People's Choice Award.
Actually, some of the organizers were a little amazed, because they had actually, one of them, I won't say who, but one of them had actually had our gumbo, and she's like, I don't need to have another gumbo. This is perfect.
This was the most unbelievable gumbo I've ever eaten.
And
then kudos goes to the chef, because let me tell you something. If you knew what it takes to make a great gumbo, it's not just something you can throw together. To make a gumbo where people come back. One guy came back, and I do what I do well. I cut up. I tell him I'm miserable, I'm nasty. I tell him, look, you got too many tickets, sir. Throw some in here for the beer bucket. And the guy that him and his girlfriend or wife, who has, how should we say, she was very much into the sun and fun. She had certain attributes.
Okay, I think you're going off track. But go ahead.
No, she had certain attributes who were outstanding. And one of them was her personality. But they were having so much fun. And that's how most of the people are.
Yeah.
Having so much fun. They came down from two states away. They said, listen, man, here's a couple of tickets for you guys for the beer. We love the idea. They came back, and the guy said, we have had the gumbo all up and down. This is the most amazing gumbo. He took 8 tickets and threw them in the beer jar. He said, you guys, I'd give you more. And he came back twice more, paid for gumbo, and threw more tickets. I mean,
it was phenomenal.
But the whole idea is, whether we win, place, or show, it's the amazing spirit of the people of Mexico Beach, the camaraderie. It's a town of 1,200 people that seems like it's much bigger, and all the good things are here. It's a great place. Come down to the 19th. It'll be worth it. Luscious, you had a great time.
We had a phenomenal time. I was so impressed by how everyone came out to support the event, and it was a great cause. All the money goes towards your big 4th of July bash that you do every year. And everyone definitely came out to support it. It was great.
I was raised near Chicago. And the 4th of July in the park, the Chicago Symphony Orchestra plays the 1812 Overture during the climax of this.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Live. I mean, it's huge. We used to go every year. It was a huge deal. Yeah. Let me tell you something. The first year I went to the fireworks celebration down here on the 4th of July, you had 5 different fireworks celebrations going off at the same time. But the Mexico Beach blew everybody else away. It's a town of 1,200 people. They take it very seriously. Thousands of people on the beach. You're on the beach. You're in the chair. So what I did was I tapped into the public broadcast system up there. I brought my sound system, and we played the 1812 Overture in the final of the fireworks.
Cool.
With the live Chicago Symphony. It was so cool. These people are great. This is a great place. And I'm glad y'all came down. And it's, you could be working today, or you could be here.
Or here in 72-degree weather with beautiful skies and white powdered sugar beaches.
Little puffy clouds and 72 with a nice 6 to 8 knot breeze off the Gulf. Absolutely picture book. My friends, we didn't win, but everybody here this weekend was a winner. Kudos. You got to hear from Kimberly Schoaf. You got to hear from a couple of the restaurateurs here, the iconic restaurants in this little town. These people are great, and they love what they do, and it's all about the fun. And, unfortunately, like everything else, it has to come to a conclusion. So many people to thank. First of all, to the great Chamber of Commerce and the Convention and Visitors Bureau, Kimberly Schoaf, great job. To Sandy, in charge of judging. To Sharon, who won again this year, umpteen times, from Sharon's Cafe. To Eric, to everybody, to Lou and Kyle coming down here. Although, Lou, you got a little something on the side.
No.
I don't know how that happened. But anyway, it was an amazing time. To Chef Eric, outstanding. He drove from New Orleans on Friday to get here Friday night to put this whole thing together. To Michael, absolutely outstanding. He drove all the way down to spend the weekend and participate. He got a chance to see what it's like. To everybody making it such an absolutely incredible experience. My friends, next year, get on the calendar, check with Mexico Beach, find out when the date is. It's usually, now it's the weekend after President's Day. Check it out. Come down and join us next year for the 19th annual Mexico Beach Gumbo Cook-Off. Join us. Have fun. Thank you so much. And always, always, always remember our troops and our first responders, because the freedoms we enjoy today, we could not have without them. The price of freedom
is never free.
So next week, my friends, we will be live from the Big Green Egg Culinary Center, and we're going to talk to Luscious Lou. Hey, Luscious, while we got you on the spot, how about March 12th we come back and to Cutter's and have a good time on a Saturday?
Sounds like a good time.
Looks like March 12th we'll be there. Most important, we thank you for listening in and being a part of the whole gumbo experience. Thank you so much, my friends. God bless you all. God bless America. God willing, we'll be here next week, and we hope you're with us.